Coast Daily Sports Talk. Alan Slaughter-Zinsky here, and it is my honor to have on the line here today on Championship Game Day the head coach for Florida Prep Academy Falcons. And, of course, you know him in and around Brevard County because championships are something that seem to follow this man. His name is Julius Reed. Coach Julius Reed, how are you this afternoon?
I'm good, man. I appreciate you having me on.
Hey, thanks for coming on such short notice. And I was excited last night to find out that we could come and do this game, and I'm pumped up for it. And before we get into talking about this game, let's talk about you a little bit, because I was talking to head coach John Wilkinson a little bit earlier today, doing an interview with him, and obviously he sends his well wishes and to let you know that all of Coco is absolutely behind you. Because for those that don't know, back on March 7th, 2009, you were part of a championship-winning basketball team for head coach Rowe and the Coco Tigers as you beat, I believe it was Springstead, 75-60 in the state finals, a game in which you scored 18 points in and had a big hand in helping bring home that Class 4A trophy that year.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that was a great year, and good memories. I wear my ring now just in the playoffs just to remind my boys that, you know, it's possible. That's our ultimate goal, and we can get there. That team that we played on was special. A lot of adversity that we faced, we were down in a few big games often, but nobody seemed to get rattled. Nobody seemed to worry or start arguing or falling apart. We always stuck together, and in the end, it all worked out. And now I can say that I'm a state champion.
Yeah, no question. And, I mean, you got a great memory because in that very game that they're talking about getting down, you guys were down in that one, 37-26 at the half, but then came back and outscored the Eagles, the Springstead Eagles, 49-23 in the second half to pull away with a five-point victory there. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. Great memory there. Coach, we're talking to Coach Julius Reed of the Florida Prep Academy Falcons, who tonight will play in the Class 2A boys basketball state against Miami Christian. We're going to talk a little bit about that in just a second. Coach, you say you wear your ring, and I think it's great that the kids can see that ring. What are some of the lessons that maybe, and we'll get to Coach Mims and Florida Tech here in a minute, but Coach Rowe and playing in such a competitive environment like Coco High School, where at the time that was only the third school in FHSAA history that had captured a basketball and a football championship in the same year. What are some of the lessons that you bring forward now from your time at Coco?
One of the biggest lessons I've learned at my time with Coco is just how important defense is. I know it's kind of cliche. Everybody says defense wins championships, but we're really starting to see that. We have a very talented ball team, but early on this year, we weren't playing our best basketball. And now that we're really focusing and buckling down on defense, everything is starting to fall in line, and also just composure. Kids are maturing early on in the season. If you're down 8 or 10 points, it seemed like the end of the world for everything. Now we're a lot more mature, and we'll bounce back and stay focused and do the right things and make adjustments.
Talking to Julius Reed, he is the head coach of the Florida Academy Prep. The Falcons tonight, of course, in the boys basketball state championship game, and a game that you're going to hear right here on Space Coast Daily TV tonight. We're going to bring it to you live on spacecoastdaily.com, the Facebook Live. For those that don't have a Spectrum Sports here in Brevard County, you can log on and listen to the action being called by yours truly tonight. Again, very excited to be coming over to Lakeland with the Falcons. Let's talk about you move on to Florida Tech, and guess what? Lo and behold, in 2012, the Sunshine State Conference championship. Talk about your time at Florida Tech.
Oh, my time at Florida Tech was a great time. Being a kid from Coco, I hadn't been a part of a team with so many guys that spoke so many different languages, and you know, from different countries around the world, and working under Coach Mims, and he's a very great offensive-minded coach, and he taught me a lot about, you know, systems and just different things offensively and defensively as well. But I just thought he was a genius offensively. So some of the greatest memories over at Florida Tech. I got some friends now from all across the world, like I was saying, but another special team to be a part of. Guys, Derek Hellman, Edgar Zaglitis, Simon Cummings, Anthony Jackson. It was a special team to be a part of. Guys, those guys taught me.
No question. Those coach, we do the Billy Mims show every week, and Coach wears that ring, and he speaks fondly and often. In fact, we did the Billy Mims show yesterday, and Coach had that ring on as they get ready to travel down tonight to take on Barry University. Yeah. To play in their first game tonight of the Sunshine State Tournament Conference game. So good luck to Coach Mims. And Julie, your time there, you mentioned different you worked a year there under Billy Mims. Then you take the job at Florida Prep, a school with a storied basketball tradition, 5 state championships in terms of what that school has accomplished. Great teams of the past there in Brevard County. You mentioned that you played with guys from all over, that spoke different languages, went to school with people from all over the world. Obviously, it seemed like a natural fit because I was just over Florida Prep a couple of weeks ago covering the flag ceremony. I mean, didn't it just seem like a natural fit for you, a great basketball school, sort of kind of the same culture from Florida Tech?
Absolutely, it was, man. We got a You have kids from Ukraine, Georgia, Montenegro, Senegal. So it wasn't an easy transition because I don't speak those languages, but I was used to dealing with that kind of situation.
Yeah, no question about it. And, Coach, deal with the situation. You most certainly did. And here we are tonight in this game going up against Miami Christian. Before we talk about your team, what can you tell us about Miami Christian? Don't know much about them. What can we expect to see from Miami Christian tonight? Who they themselves have a pretty good basketball program with 3 prior state championships.
They absolutely do. They're a very tough team. I actually went down and saw them last Tuesday in their regional championship against Grandview Prep. And they're a family. They go out there and they play hard and they play tough and they play for each other. Have some very good guards. They can all shoot it. Even their big that they have can step out and shoot it. They love to pressure you and speed the game up, and they play an entertaining brand of basketball.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing them on the court tonight as well, but I'm looking more forward to seeing the guys here from Brevard County, Coach. And let's start with your big guys, 7 foot. Now, Coach, help me here with the junior's name. 7 foot junior.
Lahat Theon.
And then,
correct,
of course, the other 6'11 center. How do you pronounce, senior, how do you pronounce his name?
Mbake Dion.
Mbake Dion. Okay, I got it. Now, let's talk about those two guys. And, Coach, how do you use them in the type of years that they had this year?
Well, it wasn't always smooth sailing for them. The guys were raw. Footwork needed work, and they just weren't used to playing in this setting over here with the speed that is played in the States here. They weren't very disciplined on defense, but they're great kids. They listen, and they adjusted, and now they're playing their best basketball, rebounding, playing straight up on defense, blocking every shot they can, and understanding the system as well. So I'm proud of both of those guys, and they're loving it. They're smiling all the time. They're now just great kids.
Mbake's got averages 14.4 points a game, nearly 11 boards a contest. And so, you know, he can put the ball in the basket, Coach. So let's talk about your guard, small there. How do you pronounce it? I just want to make sure I get these pronunciations correct, Coach. How do you pronounce is it Dejuan Small?
Dejuan, yep.
Dejuan Small. Let's talk about he averages 14 points a game, Coach, and A.J. Johnson averaging 10. Talk a little bit about the rest of your team. It says here on the sheet that I have from the FHSAA that A.J. Johnson, Small, Montel Stewart, Theon, and Young are the probable starters tonight. I know that that's required. Talk a little bit about the other than the two big guys, the rest of the guys that you'll put on the court tonight.
Oh, well, my guards, they're overlooked often because they're small. They're, in my opinion, they're the best guards in the state. lightning quick. They'll guard anybody, stay in front, and they can shoot the ball. So really nothing they can't do. Both of them averaging around 5 or 6 assists per game. High-level IQ. And just all around it, their heart, you know, you got a smaller guy like that, they usually have the heart of a lion, Isaiah Thomas-like. So both of those guys are just special, man. They're special. Opponents respect them after they play them. When they see them, you know, they kind of smile and grin, oh, this is, you know, this is going to be fun. And then after the game, they show a little different opinion, and they respect those guys because they are true competitors and very, very talented basketball players. Montel Stewart.
And they'll be back, right?
Oh, yeah. Young. Young. Actually, Mbaké, the senior, he just turned 17 this past December. So if it wasn't for him being so smart in all the classes that he'd take, he would be a junior. he just turned 17, and the rest of the guys, they're all babies. So it's a process. But these kids are talented. They're gifted.
How tough was it, you know, with the language barrier and the communication barrier? You know, you said it wasn't always smooth sailing. Was there something that – is there a story? Is there something that happened along the way where you know you became a team? Was there a turning point, a game, something that you can look at, that your guys look at and say, yeah, that was when we turned the corner?
Well, with the language barrier, I can't recall what point in the season. There was a time before practice I pulled all the guys together and told them to embrace it. Most high school kids, they don't get the opportunity to play with kids from all these different areas and speak all the different languages that they have. They have a huge opportunity, and it's beneficial. It teaches everybody something to kind of gel together from all different cultures. So that was one significant change for the language standpoint. But there was a turning point in the season, after we lost a couple local games here that we feel like we shouldn't have lost, we had some issues with the team and guys not getting along. Obviously, when you're from different cultures, obviously you're going to click up with who speaks your language or, you know, it's natural. It's natural. But the guys, after we lost a couple of games here local that we shouldn't have lost, the guys came together, and they're a family now. We had a long, serious 2-hour talk. We didn't touch a ball that whole practice, and we pretty much laid everything out and said how we felt, no matter how long it took or who had to translate. We put it all out, and now the guys love each other, and we're a family, and we're playing great basketball now. So I'm proud.
You certainly can't get this far without being a family, because this is a game that teams just don't reach with diversity in the locker room and on the floor. We're talking to head basketball coach at Florida Prep. He is Julius Reed, a graduate of Cocoa High School and Florida Tech. And coach is, he was at Florida Tech, a civil engineering graduate from Florida Tech. And, of course, an assistant coach during the Panthers 2013-14 season. He was a 4-year starter at Florida Tech for Coach Billy Mims, selected as an honorable mention on the NCAA D2 All-American basketball team. Whether you win this game tonight or not, something tells me that the tradition there at Florida Preparatory Academy is going to be carried on because of the tradition that's there, the 5 championships, 5 state championships that already exist in the hall. It's impressive to see when you walk in. And first of all, that hallway that you walk into immediately is the most intimidating hallway in Brevard County in terms of the school. It is. You walk in there and immediately, coach, you know, look, what do I know? I'm a kid that went to a school in Baltimore, Maryland, and I walked in there the first time, coach, and I was like, I just kind of felt like I needed to go back to school. I was like, I don't, you know, do I even belong to walk in here? It's an amazing place. Talk a little bit about the school, coach.
Oh, the school is great, man. The athletic director is supportive. The teachers communicate with you. It's just a great environment. They're on the same page as I am. State championships and records and stuff like that, that's all awesome. But at the end of the day, I want to see kids bringing back college degrees, and I want them to have careers and have families and have success in life. And that's what it's all about, and the school is on the same page with that.
Now, Coach, what do you do during the day, if you could tell us? I know that you're not at the school, so what do you do during the day?
I actually build houses for D.R. Horton. I'm a superintendent, so I'm out in the field.
Wow.
In the office doing a little bit of everything, building houses, walking homeowners, setting up inspections, and doing all that stuff. So it's really tough, man. It's tough balancing that, and I wish I could give more time to basketball, but I like what I do, so
well,
I'll continue
to do that. Coach, the work ethic hasn't changed, because everybody I talk to, when I found out that there was a possibility earlier in the week that I was going to have a shot to do this game, I started doing, because I'm new to Brevard County sports, 2-3 years, and of course, getting to know Billy Mims a lot this year, and the name Julius Reed always pops out of Coach Mims' mouth, and I said, I was like, that's the same Julius Reed, so it's exciting that I'm finally going to get to meet you face-to-face. I can't wait to get over there tonight. Coach, what do you want us to know about your team that maybe those that may be jumping into this fray late here, what do you want us to know about your team as you head into tonight's Class 2A state championship game?
We're a tough team. We compete, and we're entertaining. We got high flyers, we have shooters, we have all of that. But we play the game the right way. We don't disrespect the game of basketball. We love it. And we're a family. So if you can support, listen to your station tonight, do whatever you guys need. But we love the support.
And I guess my final question for you is, this is more of a curiosity question than anything. I noticed a couple of weeks ago I happened to see a picture of a certain head coach here in the college basketball ranks, a famous head coach making a trip over there. Coach, with a team so good, how often does your phone ring?
Oh, boy. Oh, man. It rings quite often. Luckily, I have great assistants. And they do a lot of the communication with college coaches and that sort of thing. Of course, I'll pick it up a lot more once the season is over with, but they carry a lot of that weight, especially with me working full-time here for D.R. Horton. They carry a lot of that weight. But, yeah, my phone rings nonstop. Actually rung a couple of times while we were talking just now. So I love it, though. I love it. I'm just trying to get these kids into school and see them succeed in life.
Who was it? Was it Patino?
Oh, yeah, Patino was in there. Yep. Great guy.
What was he like,
fact,
Coach?
So.
Was he a good guy?
Oh, he's awesome, man. It's kind of intimidating. You were talking about the gym, but to have Rick Pitino sitting next to you looking at your kids and like, really, the legend is sitting right next to me, and I'm trying not to bother him too much and pick his brain too much. And you know, it was just a humbling experience to have all these coaches talking to me and us being able to build that relationship. So I'm thankful and I'm blessed, but it's all about the kids, man.
Well, Coach, I can tell you from what I've read and what I've been able to learn and from the people that I've talked to, there is no better man for the job there than you. Congratulations on a great season, and congratulations to your team. And we here at Space Coast Daily and the Friday Night Locker Room look forward to coming over tonight and broadcasting this. And, of course, after the game, getting all the pictures and interviews that you won't get on Spectrum Sports. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do interviews tonight, take pictures tonight that you won't see anywhere other than on Space Coast Daily in the Friday Night Locker Room tonight. So just make sure that even if you want to watch the game on Spectrum Sports, following it, you come back to Space Coast Daily and check out all of the live interviews, because I'm not jinxing anything, Coach, but I got a real good feeling about tonight. Congratulations, and thank you once again for taking time out of what I know is a busy day. You got nerves, Coach? You got nerves?
I'm always a little bit more nervous as a coach than a player. I can't really get out there and directly change what's going on, but indirectly I can. So I'm pretty confident.
I got you. I got you. All right. Well, we'll be there tonight with you. As I'll say it, as I feel, you'll bring this home. And once again, he is Julius Reed, Brevard County legend coach. And the other thing I want to tell you is I would expect a call from the Space Coast Sports Hall of Fame here the next year or two as well. So be on the lookout for that as well. And it's been an honor to talk to you, Coach, and I look forward to meeting you tonight and look forward to being on the call. Thanks so much for taking time on your busy day, a great day, to talk to us here at Space Coast Daily Sports Talk.
I appreciate you, Alan. You guys take care, man.